You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is Mason and Ireland live imaging Tuesday, a few minutes before 3 p.m.
This is...
This might not be Yacht Rock, but it's been in my head all weekend.
It sounds like, is it Boys to Men?
Donny Osmond, actually.
Donny Osmond!
A late 80s hit called Sacred Emotion.
Oh, wow.
Sacred Emotion.
So when I was a music DJ...
So you played this one at the Toledo...
Well, so
Toledo
he, had a, he had a big hit called Soldier of Love. Do you remember this song?
No.
So the music executive came to us and said, we want you to play this record, just don't tell anybody who it is. Because people thought, well, if they find out Donny Osmond's singing, what kind of cool is that? So the record became a hit. Then we told people it was Donny Osmond, and he was completely accepted after that because it was a really good record.
So there you go.
There you go.
Did you count it down all the way to number one?
We did. So it was a top nine at nine.
Hey, Chris, I have news.
Yes.
Mason sent me the link to join the Mason and Ireland Mafia. I asked to join, so my application is pending.
Pending?
Pending.
But
should just be able to slide right. Oh, no, because I was invited.
Yeah. But in this, I can read. I can still read what people are saying in the Mason and Ireland Mafia. And Penis Thumbs.
Is Penis Thumbs made an appearance?
Oh, no.
Penis Thumbs is in?
It says 11 minutes ago.
Breaking news presented by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Penis Thumbs from Reddit here. Morales, keep my name and thumbs out your mouth.
Yeah, out your mouth.
Penis Thumbs has made an appearance in the Mason and Ireland Mafia.
There you go.
What's his handle, though, on Twitter?
Well, I'm sure Penis Thumbs was available.
No, his name is literally Penis Thumbs from Reddit.
Wow.
That's all awesome. Right.
Keep my name and thumbs out your mouth.
Because the Reddit page is buzzing today.
Oh, by the way, this just happened. We have exactly 710 members in the Mason and Ireland.
Oh, was
office.
I? I might have been.
You might have been number 710.
I should win like a shopping spree or something.
Yeah,
or a day with Penis Thumbs.
Yeah,
why not?
Pass on that.
Wow.
But if you read it, people want to jump into the mafia, that's okay.
Yeah, but
have to be kind and respectful, keep tweets on topic,
but
explore
here's the
and
problem.
Share.
Unlike the Sedano and Cap community,
yeah,
the Circle of Trust, where we're all the moderators,
yes,
you don't have moderators.
No, Kyle Downey is the moderator. He set it up.
What if he gets paid off by the Reddit people?
Well, yeah, come on, he's not going to paid off
well,
by the Reddit
Well, then we'll just
people.
Disown it.
Oh, you're going to disown it while you disown the first Reddit page? Although,
yeah.
I'm getting corrected today that the Mason Ireland Reddit that is currently on, they say that's the first Reddit. And your Reddit was the copy. I don't know. Again, this is a big topic today on the Reddit page.
I don't know. I don't follow the Reddit business. You follow that. That's your job.
It's buzzing.
Part of your responsibilities.
It's popping. It's like that Donny Osmond song we just played.
That was popping. People were thinking Donny Osmond today.
Mason and Ireland continues now.
All right, John. Here's a poll inside the Mason and Ireland Mafia. Which was the absolute worst? Caddyshack 2.
Bad.
Matrix Resurrection.
Bad.
Or Lakers defense last year?
That's it.
Yeah, Lakers defense last year is winning the poll.
You made it too easy for the Lakers. The Lakers would tell you their defense was that bad last year.
Yes. Now, are you in the Mafia now?
I invited you.
Right,
and I hit on it, and it asked to join, and so I'm just waiting to... Well, if you invite me, does that put me in automatically?
Yeah, it puts you in.
It says ask to join, and I clicked that, but here, I'll do it again.
Yeah, we got to get Ireland in. There are people saying, I wonder if Ireland will tweet inside. Here's the thing about the Mafia, John. When you tweet inside the Mafia, only the Mafia can see it. Your broader Twitter world can't see it.
So when I tweet... Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo and Penis Thumbs can see it?
Correct.
Okay,
yes,
got it.
That is correct. Okay. Those are the people that make the show go.
All right, I'm in.
All right,
and
good.
As long as people are following the rules,
yep.
I will do an AMA tomorrow night during the Rams.
That is awesome. I will not be doing an you're talking about Thursday night. I will not be doing an AMA Thursday night. I will be so nervous. And by the way, not painting my face. I've been forbidden from doing that.
So not painting his face, I won some money, right? Jorge won
a lot
of money.
You win money. You win money. Jorge won money. Bergman won money. Yeah. I'm not doing it. I could have closed you out and won $15,000.
Yeah.
Mythical. But
So do we get the money for that?
Okay. Yeah, because we all bet against him. I think Jorge bet like $30,000 that he wouldn't do it.
No. Jorge, we all bet $5,000 a piece that he wouldn't paint his face.
Well, pay it off.
Pay it off. Go to the window.
Great.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Fine. And by the way, do we decide on what happens if I finish last place in the Hollywood Football League this year? I'm completely
confident.
No, we're
changing the name of the show to Ireland and Mason for 9 months.
That, and you should get an Ireland and Mason tattoo.
Well, I mean,
no, don't throw that in. Already, it's going to be bad enough.
Yeah, don't trust me.
You
care?
I don't think
Mason.
You care that much.
I would care about
oh,
that.
Oh, you know what?
I think he did at one point. I don't think he does anymore.
You know what?
I don't think
you would have to lead for 9 months. You'd have to be the one.
I'd love to. I'm just not going to be here that day.
Oh, speaking of that, John, what do you think of this idea that Jorge and someone brought it up?
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. It came up in the Mafia.
So next week when Jorge's back,
yeah.
One of you sits in this chair, my chair, and one of you sits where Jorge sits, and Jorge and I run the show while you guys produce and run the board.
I think that
for
show
one
would,
hour.
I think that show would be a disaster.
No, I think it'd be great.
I can't run the board.
I would be it just runs
you
automatically.
Oh, listen to you.
Don't,
it runs automatically.
Don't you just press a button and then it all runs automatically? No, is it complicated? I could do it.
You can't use your phone.
What do you mean I can't use? I don't need my phone.
Yeah. No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know how to use your phone. You think
I do know how
to
use my phone.
Yeah, when you go into that group.
That occasionally
FaceTime
happens.
FaceTime. And you can't get out of the group.
I occasionally get into a group FaceTime.
That is a bad
idea. Which is terrible.
All right, now I'm.
Fudge, could I do it? Could I get a quick brief on how to
do
it?
But I don't think you can do it. I mean, whenever you do it, I don't think you're going to be able to remember everything.
You know what you should never do?
What?
Never count Mason out. Never count Mason out.
I love you, man, but I don't think you can do this.
So do you think you can do it for one segment then, John? And Jorge and I would run the show.
Sure, we can try it. But
it'd be
awful. No,
I think it'd be good.
It will fall apart because Mason and I would just be pushing buttons.
Oh,
we don't
you
know
what
the hell.
You know what? You could actually screen calls and put them on the air.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, we'd take a lot of calls.
We'd take a lot of calls that day.
877-710-3776, 877-710-KSB.
Yeah, that would be good. It would be like nonstop calls. Call on line one.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, John, I find this interesting because I'm a big believer in Peter King. Do you like Peter King?
I do.
He does, is it Monday Morning Quarterback?
He used to do that.
Now he does Football Morning in America.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So I tend to like his predictions. So I'm going to give you, and he's done this with each team. I'm going to give you the team. You tell me what you think the record is going to be, okay?
Okay.
Buffalo, 17 games. What's Buffalo going to be?
12-5.
He's got him 13-4. You're right there.
Okay.
Baltimore,
10-7.
11-6. Again, you're right there.
Okay.
Chargers,
10-7.
11-6.
Okay.
He's got him a little better. Tennessee.
9-8.
10-7. Again, you're
so
right in the ballpark.
I've been one off on all of them.
Kansas City.
Tough division.
Really tough.
11-7.
11-7. He's got him 11-6.
No, 11-6.
11-6, yeah.
I have to add up to
so 17. He actually has, it's interesting, he's got Chargers winning the AFC West, Kansas City making it as a wild card, and both Denver and the Raiders missing the playoffs.
What they have the Raiders' record at?
Not on here. He's only got playoff teams.
Okay.
So he's got, in the AFC Championship game, Buffalo beating the Chargers 26-20.
Okay.
NFC, who do you think he's got with the best record?
In the NFC.
Yep, best record in the NFC.
Tampa.
He has got Tampa at 10-7, not the best record in the league.
Okay. Then it's got to be the Rams.
He's got the Rams at 10-7, winning the division, but not getting the bye.
He's got a team better than Tampa and the Rams.
Correct. He's got three teams better.
Is Green Bay one of them?
Green Bay's number two. He's got them going 12-5. The other team is going 12-5 out of the NFC. I think it's the NFC South, if I'm not mistaken.
New Orleans isn't that
New Orleans, he's got 12-5.
Yeah, I don't think
he's a Jameis Winston believer. And then he's got San Francisco making the playoffs at 10-7. NFC wild card, NFC championship game, he's got the Green Bay Packers beating the Rams. So he's got Green Bay versus Buffalo in the Super Bowl.
So are we all just pretending that Devontae Adams leaving Green Bay and then them not going out and replacing him with the number one receiver is going to just be fine? Like, Alan Lazard's just going to become Devontae Adams and everything's going to be fine?
Well, somebody's going to get that yardage. Somebody is going to make up for that yardage.
I don't know. I mean, Devontae Adams is pretty good.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I mean, you just don't.
So you're selling on Green Bay.
I don't think they're going to go 12-5.
You don't?
No. I think they'll make the play. I think they'll go 10-7. But I don't necessarily think Green Bay's better than the Rams or
What do you think the Rams are going to go to?
10-7.
I think they're going to be 11-6.
The one team I can't figure out is 49ers because I don't know what Trey Lance is.
Yeah. Did you see that weird story that they could have had Tom Brady at one point?
Well, I saw the Raiders could have had Tom Brady.
It came out last week that
the Niners could have.
Kyle Shanahan really wanted him, and John Lynch talked him out of it, and they didn't sign Tom Brady. They could have. He was one of the live plays. Was Tom Brady going back to San Francisco?
I wonder why Kyle Shanahan wouldn't want that.
I think the report is
John Lynch.
Yeah, John Lynch talked him out of it. Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's. You know, you put a rookie quarterback in there. I have no idea. I mean, I don't know from Trey Lance. Do you?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Then how much rope do you give him? If Trey Lance starts 1-3?
Yeah.
On a team with Super Bowl talent, is that it?
Yeah.
You give the keys to Jimmy G?
I assume Trey Lance just isn't that good. Otherwise, why do you have the highest paid backup in the National Football League? Unless you've got real questions about your starting quarterback. All right, coming up next for you, John. Oh, I meant to do this. I didn't do anything I teased. So, Jaeger Bomb Hot Dogs and J.R. Smith playing golf with Michael Jordan. That's
good
coming
enough.
Up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
More Donny Osmond just from Ace. This was the record you played.
Yeah, this is Soldier of Love.
Okay.
I'm surprised it became a hit, to be honest with you.
Well,
Donny Osmond could not have been a nicer guy.
Really?
Came in and did, you know how radio, what do they do, like the iHeart Music Festival where everybody comes in?
Yeah,
we
yeah.
did our own little mini
Toledo,
version of that.
The Toledo
version of that. And Donny Osmond came in for it. Who else? Michael Damian came in for it.
Yeah,
do you remember Michael
yeah,
Damian?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those guys. Somebody named Stacey Q.
Well,
you remember?
Stacey Q was big in L.A. Yeah.
Stacey Q.
Two of Hearts.
She showed up
big
at,
LA record.
at our thing.
So.
Well, think about this. Donnie Marie was the number one show in America for like 3 years, and it was a variety show.
Right? Yeah.
Where they would just bring on musical acts and then call on the next one and do dumb skits.
Is Marie still doing Nutrisystem?
I've seen her do ads.
Right?
Yeah, I've seen her do ads.
Whatever happened with her and Donnie? Because they don't appear together anymore, right?
I don't think
show,
you think there's
a
been a falling out between
Maybe
Donnie and Marie.
There might be a Donnie Marie riff. We should investigate.
One likes country, the other likes rock and roll.
Thank you. Let's. You should ask that question in the mafia. By the way, have you joined the Mason Iron? Can people just join?
Yeah, people can just join.
You can ask. Why ask to join?
I think Kyle Downey is the guy that approves it. He's the guy that created the mafia.
Yeah, but you just
mafia.
Search for the Mason and Ireland mafia.
Yeah, just search for the Mason and Ireland mafia. Send a request, and you're
well,
in.
Yeah,
Kyle
keep it up,
will
everybody.
In.
That way, they can eventually catch up to the Sedano and Cap community.
We're almost
Sedano
there.
Sedano and Cap coming up 3:55 with Super Crosstalk. And
yes.
Both of the guys are going to be back and in studio today.
So
nice.
How about that?
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Mason
right.
in Ireland continues right
First
now.
First day of the fall season. Brand new.
The mega fall season.
The mega fall season. All right. So, John, Michael Jordan is a...
It's the best thing I got right here. But there's a little bit of breaking news before you get into this Michael Jordan, J.R. Smith thing.
Wait, okay, did you change the breaking news
No,
sounder?
This was the one that
this
I found.
This is from the Natural.
This is what it says. Breaking news number one sounder. That's not the one Jorge uses, but Jorge's on vacation, so I don't know which one he used.
All right, what's the news?
The news is that, according to Davis Vassate, Julio Urias has accepted an invitation to pitch for Team Mexico in next year's WBC baseball.
Good. I think the World Baseball Classic is actually going to be fun this time around. Mookie committed, Will Smith committed,
Trey Turner
committed. Yeah, I mean we're going to have good teams there.
Are you okay with a pitcher, though?
I am. I would never tell a guy don't represent
Even
your
if it's
country.
A pitcher?
No,
I don't like the pitching
really. Are
part
you
going
to be the guy that says I don't want you to represent your country?
It's not him. No, I mean I just as a pitcher, I'd like your arm to be safe for the next season.
You're throwing in spring training, or you're throwing in the World Baseball Classic.
Well, you're doing both.
And you're doing, but I mean, you're actually replacing part of spring training with the World Baseball Classic.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm totally fine with it. I think, although, do you give a damn about the World Baseball Classic?
I haven't in the past, but if all these Dodgers playing it, I'll probably check it out.
Yeah, I mean, I'll check it out.
Is Ohtani playing in it?
I've not heard yet about Ohtani.
Haven't heard that one yet.
Oh, that would be interesting if he played for Team Japan. All right, John, a Jaeger Bomb hot dog. A Jaeger Bomb hot dog. Tell me if you are in on this. So this is being... It's hit the wrong one. This is a hot dog soaked in Jaegermeister and then grilled. It is a Jaeger Bomb hot dog. What is your relationship to Jaegermeister?
I haven't had it in a long time.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I had some in college.
Yeah. That's the last time I like
that was a
drank
get,
a lot of
that
it.
That was a get
I
messed up.
I don't remember the taste of it being extraordinarily great. So I don't know why I would dip a hot dog in it.
So it is tastes like cough syrup, I think.
Right. Black licorice.
Is that no, that's ouzo.
No. It's absolutely Jaeger.
No,
it's
not.
Black licorice. Yeah.
No, ouzo is black licorice.
No, it tastes like black licorice.
I just don't remember the taste being something I'd want in food.
Yeah, they're soaking it, and they are grilling it, and it is the Jaeger Bomb hot dog. They're doing it, of course, at a minor league baseball park in Evanston, Illinois. So the Jaeger Bomb hot dog is a thing. Jaegermeister, I'm telling you, there are some things I'll just never drink again. I will never drink Jaegermeister. I will never drink peppermint schnapps. I will never drink any schnapps. I will never drink... Boone's Farm. I will never drink Mad Dog 2020.
I only have one liquor I'm like that. Meyer's Rum. On my 21st birthday, they gave me so much of it, I got sick, and I've never been able to drink it since.
See, I've never been able to drink, and I think they're a sponsor, Jack, again, because Jack, I just got
Jack
crushed
Daniels?
One night. Yeah.
Oh.
Got absolutely crushed. All right, so J.R. Smith has appeared on a podcast, go figure, talking about playing golf with Michael Jordan. And he's got an interesting take on his experience. Here's J.R. Smith.
Man, it was unbelievable. It's one of the most childish feelings I've felt as a grown ass man.
Right.
He smoked me.
How bad are we talking? He smoked you.
The first round we ended up even. And then the second round he smoked me by like 3 shots.
Did he talk
the whole time?
what was the best time. MJ bar that he gave you that he got off on you when it was whenever y'all golfing?
So we was betting, right? Yeah. So I doubled down on one of my bets. We're gonna play 5 front, 5 back, and 5 overall. He's like, all right, cool. I said, whoa. 100, not 1,000, not 100. He was like, no. I know what you're talking about. I know what you meant. And then he threw this jab at me low key. And I was just like, ooh, that was a good one. He said, yeah, you had a good career. It wasn't a great one. You had a good one. I was like,
you had a good career. Not a great one, but a good one.
So I've heard that Michael Jordan is a pretty...
salty?
But to a degree where you wonder... how often he gets away with it. For example, I heard he'll show up with like 7 other guys at a really nice golf course
okay.
without a tee time and without telling them they're coming and just saying, put us out there. Let's go.
Really?
And now the people at the golf course are like, well, now we got to call the owner and find out. You know, it'd be like people coming to your movie theaters back in the day and saying, hey, Michael Jordan's here with five people demanding to be let into this movie.
Yeah.
What would you have said?
I would say it's Michael Jordan.
Right. But he doesn't want to pay.
I would let him in because it's Michael Jordan.
I think he.
Although I think that's really tacky.
He does it a lot.
Yeah, it's super tacky. I mean, honestly, when
if you show up at a let's say you know how hard it is to get into Nobu.
Sure.
If Michael Jordan shows up with seven people,
you let him in. He's Michael Jordan. But it's tacky. Like when I owned the theaters out in Palm Springs, there were a lot of industry people who lived out there and a lot of high tech people. Larry Ellison was out there.
Right.
Bill Gates has a place out there. Warren Buffett has a place out there. And Bill Gates and Warren Buffett came to the theaters one day. And I got a phone call. It's like, Warren Buffett is here and Bill Gates is here. I'm like, well, cool. Sell them tickets. And they did. They bought tickets. They didn't walk in and say, I'm Gates. I'm Buffett.
Give me a free ticket. If they were asking for free admission, how would you have handled it?
I would have let them in, but thought less of them.
Yeah. So apparently this
is Cloris Leachman still alive?
I think so.
Cloris Leachman used to walk into theaters all the time and say, "I'm Cloris Leachman," and she would walk in, and people wouldn't know what to do.
There is a. And you'll know who it is as soon as they start telling this story. But I don't want to say it because I don't want to publicly embarrass the guy.
Okay.
There is a very famous person in Los Angeles that for years used to go to restaurants and wait for someone else to pick up the check. And if no one else picked up the check, he would grab it, take the back of the check, and write, "My thanks," and autograph.
No way.
And walk out. And it happened so often that the company this guy worked for had to assign somebody to basically be his assistant who had a corporate credit card. And his job was make sure
this is paid for.
You are in charge. We're tired of getting calls from restaurants saying that our guy didn't pay the tab. You are now in charge of paying the tab. And this went on for, I don't know, 10 years before they finally got in front of it. And then, you know, then this guy was assigned and that was it.
Dead or alive?
Dead.
Okay, then it can only be one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Of course it is.
You've never heard that story before?
Oh, no, I knew exactly who you're talking about. There are some great stories
about it.
There
are a lot of people driving around going, "I know that guy!
I know who they're talking about!"
Yeah.
But he was great.
Right, but that's another guy who you wouldn't, if push came to shove, you wouldn't
I'd let him in.
He's famous enough.
Yeah, you're famous enough. OJ came to my theaters one time.
Did he ask for a comp?
At University Village when I had the theaters at USC. No, he didn't, but they called me and said, "Should we sell him a ticket?" I'm like, well, yeah, of course, sell him a ticket. Just don't sit near him in the theater.
So if – I've probably asked this before, but if O.J. walked up to you,
mm-hmm.
let's say you're in a restaurant.
Yep.
O.J. walks up to you and he recognizes you.
Yep.
He says, "Steve Mason, I'm a big fan. Listen to the show all the time." And he sticks his hand out to shake your hand. What do you do?
What do I do? I hate O.J. I don't think I shake his hand. I think I have the presence of mind to say, no, thank you.
I would want to diffuse the awkwardness as much as possible. I would offer to fist bump him and then I'd keep moving.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want a scene. Cause like, if you say no, thank you, what? I'm not good enough to shake my hand. You're better than me. I don't want that.
Yes. I didn't kill two people.
Yeah.
I'm better than you.
This whole discussion that you're having.
Yes.
That's what I want to avoid.
Yeah. That's what I want to get into.
Yeah. Well, I told you my buddy, Tom Murray, he was a sportscaster in this town forever.
Yep.
And lived in Brentwood around the corner from OJ in the 90s. So one day he's out running and OJ's out checking the mail. And here comes Murray running up the hill. And OJ waves, kind of sheepishly, goes, "Hey, Tom." And Murray, without making eye contact,
yeah,
kept jogging, ran right by him and went, "Guilty, guilty, guilty,
wow,"
guilty, and kept running. I probably don't do that.
Boy, that's
but I admire him for that.
That's
a lot.
Great club to have in your bag, the willingness to do that.
Yeah.
Bergman, would you interact with OJ?
No. I would hope that I wouldn't. But if you stuck out his hand and said, "Hi, I'm OJ," most likely my immediate reaction is just going to shake his hand. I think you're going
to
do the same thing.
To avoid the awkwardness.
Yeah. Well, it's not even to avoid the awkwardness. I just wouldn't have the presence of mind to not do
why?
It. It's just automatic. Someone sticks out their hand, it's automatic.
OJ wouldn't say, "I'm OJ."
No.
Everybody knows he's OJ, right?
He would just stick out his hand and say, "Hey."
Stick out his hand. Apparently, he plays a lot of golf over at Rancho Park, or at least did.
Yeah, they kicked him out of whatever club he was in, Riviera, or wherever he was.
Yeah, killing people will do that.
Probably shouldn't laugh.
No, I mean, it's true. It's completely true. He'll never shake that, ever, ever. All right, coming up next for you, you know, a lot of announcers have sort of moved around, John. We talked about Troy Aikman a little bit earlier.
Right.
Kevin Burkhardt is the guy that's replacing Joe Buck at Fox, and he has got a great approach. We'll talk about it coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live Imaging Tuesday with Mason and Ireland. The 3 p.m. Osmond Hour continues. This is the Osmonds. That's all of them.
Yeah, the whole
family.
Chris,
how many of the Osmond brothers can you name?
One, Donnie.
Donnie?
Jimmy was the youngest.
Jimmy was the one that came on
part
at the
of
end.
The Osmond brothers.
Yep.
I think there was an Alan.
Neil.
Neil Osmond. That's Donnie singing the high notes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He was the youngest at the time.
Yeah, that's right. He was the youngest.
Like
but Marie wasn't part of the Osmonds.
No, Marie was not.
Just like Janet wasn't part of the Jackson 5.
Yeah, you know, the old reality shows were actually, or the old variety shows were great.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. You used to love Donnie.
We should do a 7-10
Donnie
variety
Marie.
Show.
We should. That's actually a good idea.
That's kind of what we did.
It's
the
a better
Mandy's.
Idea than this 7-10 camp idea.
Mace. That's Clinton's idea.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Wayne. Alan.
Yep.
Jay. Merrill. And Donnie. Marie and Jimmy were younger and not part
not
of the
part
Osmond
of the Osmonds,
brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big deal, the Osmond, Donnie and Marie show. All right,
we should drive around in a yellow in a bus like the Partridge Family.
You think so?
That'd be fun.
Yeah, the Partridge Family. That was another funny
we'll
show.
Do that next Tuesday.
Okay,
Live Imaging Tuesday. The Mega Fall season begins 25 minutes away from Super Crosstalk.
Yeah.
Shitano and Cap.
Nice. We'll do that coming up. That is about 20 minutes from right now, and we expect Jacob and Ronnie to be here
for Game
to
of
play
Games.
Game of Games coming up also. Don't forget the SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic happening this Friday at Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda. Christopher Morales is the president of Black Gold Golf Club, the mayor. The tournament will benefit the V Foundation for Cancer Research. It is sold out once again. Special thank you to Lava Craft Cocktail Company, Grips on the Go, and Continental Empanadas. Going to be fun Friday. I'm going to be beat Friday after that game.
No, you'll be fine.
Oh, I mean, I'm going to be...
It's a 5 o'clock kick. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be home at 9:30.
I'm going to have to Uber straight from the station to the stadium, I think. Because we're off at 3:30. The game is at 5:30. I think I'm best off Ubering directly to the stadium and
how
letting Juan go park. Oh, Juan
oh,
will go
oh,
park.
Oh, gotcha.
So then I'll Uber. I get to do some radio with Sliwa on Thursday.
Oh, because Travis has to get over there early.
Me and Slee.
Yeah.
That's radio right there.
Something.
So Kevin Burkhardt is taking over as the play-by-play voice, the number one play-by-play guy for Fox.
You ever hear him call a game?
Yes.
He's very good.
He's great.
This is a really good choice.
Now, he says that if you don't like him, he doesn't give a blank. Now.
Like F-word blank?
Yeah, F-word blank.
Okay.
Yeah. So I understand this sentiment, and I wish more people had it. There is
a book called The Art of Not Giving an F Word.
Okay.
Which is very, very valuable. It's basically, if somebody doesn't like you, who the hell cares? Do you? Kevin Burkhart is a very good announcer. People don't deal with change very well. Somebody's going to say, Kevin Burkhart, he's no Joe Buck. The reality is he doesn't care. So I think that's the right way to go through life in general. I try to not give a damn about the stuff people say about me.
I think what Kevin thinks, but I never say it.
You never say you don't care?
I would never say, if you don't like me, I don't give an F. Because I think it lends itself to... The person who says that, and I don't think Kevin's arrogant, but I think it makes you come off as arrogant.
You think so?
Yeah. I would just say, look...
I just think it makes you seem confident.
If you don't like me, oh well.
But you don't have that sense?
Nah.
You don't think, if you don't like me, go screw yourself?
I remember when I first started, I got the Clipper job. I was doing Clipper radio play-by-play, and Chick Hearn was talking to me, and Chick goes, let me tell you something. He goes, do not. And I thought this was a really great tip.
Yep.
He goes, when people come up to you and tell you how great you are, he goes, thank them and don't give it a second thought. Mm. When people come up to you and tell you how bad you are, say, thank you for your feedback. Don't give it a second thought. You cannot make everyone happy.
Correct.
And that was Chick Hearn, like the best guy ever.
Isn't Chick basically telling you, wasn't he telling you to not give?
Right. But he would never say it. He would just...
He would think it.
Think it. Yeah. That's what I think I would do. I'm surprised Kevin said it on the record, I guess, is where I'm going. Although I think most good announcers think it.
Sure. You just gotta do it. Like I describe myself.
If I remember that correctly too, that was in the context of Kevin answering questions about Joe Buck.
Yes.
That somebody said to him, well, you're replacing Joe Buck, and you know, Joe used to take a lot of criticism, and Kevin said something along the lines of, Joe Buck's one of the best people ever to do this. If people don't like Joe Buck, you know, I don't know what's wrong with them. If people don't like me, I don't give a blank. You know, I'm just going to do the best job I can do.
So that book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Blank,
yeah,
is written by a guy named Mark Manson. I read it last year. Here's a little bit. He says, in this generation-defining self-help guide, a superstar blogger cuts through the crap to show us how to stop trying to be positive all the time so that we can truly become better, happier people. For decades, we've been told that positive thinking is the key to a rich and happy life. F positivity, Mark Manson says.
I'm surprised you like this book.
Let's be honest.
Because you always say you believe in the secret.
Blank is blanked, and we have to live with it. Yeah, I think...
So you know you can't do both. You can't say I believe in the secret and you believe in the I don't give a blank book. They're opposite points of view.
They are and they're not. So, like, for example, you can come at me with anything and I don't care.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's the subtle art of not giving a blank, right?
Right.
So nobody throws anything at me that trolls me and gets me going. Does anybody troll you now?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not so much trollable.
But I entered into the Mason and Ireland Mafia about an hour ago. Give it some time.
Yeah, how's it going in there?
Well, I don't know how to access it. Now that I'm in, how do I... I'll have you show me later.
Yeah, I'll show you later. By the way, if you want to join the Mason and Ireland Mafia, there's a link that you can join that
I
tweeted out.
My tweet deck is open.
Yep.
How can I make a column that would be just for the Mafia?
Yeah.
All right, I gotta have to show you.
Yeah,
show
I'll look at it.
Before we go to Game of Games, because Jacob's here.
Jacob Baroni's here.
Funch, do you have? We can go to this. Okay, Darvin Ham just spoke.
Okay.
At the Lakers practice facility, and he was asked, "Do you think Patrick Beverley and Russell Westbrook can coexist? And if so, how?" Here's what Darvin Ham said.
If they play defense, you know, and we got a while, that's still a ways off, but definitely. I mean, people get caught up in the starting lineups a lot, but you look at who's finishing games, and those starters, they're out there to set that tone for our entire team throughout the game, but that's still far, long ways off, but I'm not scared of that. You know, I'm not, that's definitely a bullet in the chamber. So, We looking forward to it, man. Those guys in the backcourt together, man, it's just like, but again, you know, I just watched Kendrick Nunn have a great workout and who's has been having great workouts since last month. Austin Reeves, I mean, we got a lot of options at that position. Lonnie Walker, who we picked up from San Antonio. Like, L.A., all Laker fans should be excited, man. I think we're going to have a young, fast, hungry ball club along with these savvy veterans who's also still playing at a very high level. So it's going to be fun to compete for those jobs.
I cannot tell you how encouraged I am from what he said at the very beginning of that.
Mm-hmm.
If they play defense.
Right.
He has to hold these guys accountable defensively, because last year nobody did.
Yep.
Last year when these guys didn't play defense, they would just leave them out there and the same thing would happen on the next play.
Yeah.
You've got to hold these guys accountable defensively if you're going to turn this thing around. And it sounds like he's going to. So that's very encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, if Westbrook doesn't go, it's going to be very interesting to see the way Darvin Ham handles him during the course of the season.
Right. And
because Russ has not traditionally been a good defender. Obviously, a three-point shooter.
And he's athletic, so he could be. You know?
Yeah, no, he could be a very good defender. Right. You're right. You're right. If he connected with that and that was part of his game, it just hasn't been so far. Maybe Darvin can bring that out of him. I still don't think he's going to be on the roster when the season starts.
I do, but I think neither one of us know. So, I mean, let's see how it plays out. By the way, training camp opens in 20 days.
So. It has to happen before then.
Yeah.
Well, if they open training camp with him, that's it.
You think then he's here to stay?
Then I think he's here. Don't you? If you actually open training camp with him, I think he's not going anymore.
Well, wait, let me answer your question with a question. How's training camp going?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. It's a good question. All right, coming up next for you, going to play Game of Games. Our friend Jacob Imrani is here. Game of Games powered by Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. John Ireland, it is your game today.
Yep, everybody's got a shot. This is a game that's not too difficult, and everyone, I think, has an opportunity here. Now, you've gone on the record as saying you will win Game of Games.
I've yet to win this month.
Okay.
Yet to win this month.
Who won while he's gone, Bergman?
Pepe won once.
I was
and
here
Jorge,
for that day.
And Jorge won once.
Okay, so wait. Well, you should have had Thursday, Friday, and no show Monday. So, Jorge.
We're missing
Greg,
a winner.
Who won the game that was about you?
Jorge won.
Okay.
And then Friday.
Who was Friday Jorge's game?
Oh, no. It was. Yeah. Oh, who was it, Mace? Because it was
Jorge's
that weird
game.
Was it DeMarco?
Was it Ramona?
Andy.
Andy.
Okay.
Andy. Yeah. Andy.
All right. Kamenetsky. So today it's Funch, Bergman, Mace, and Jacob.
I have not even scored in this game yet.
Okay.
All right. We will do it coming up next. Jacob and Ronnie will be with us and we'll do some Game of Games. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Yes, indeed. Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. One of the best moments of the week.
Yes.
It is time for Jacob Imrani, the one and only to join Game of Games. Of course, Game of Games, powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you have to go to calljacob.com. You got the jingle?
Accident. Call Jacob Imrani. Call Jacob.
Or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB.
Jacob, welcome.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
And
on
Jacob normally does fairly well in Game of Games. I think he's got like a 500 batting average.
That's pretty
I
good.
I think he's like 2-for-4. Funch is involved today. Bergman's involved today. It is my game.
Yeah, I need this one.
All right. So, the 2022 NFL season is only 2 days away.
Yes.
With that in mind, let's see how much you guys remember about what happened last NFL season.
Okay. Ooh.
I'm going to describe somebody who played well last year. As soon as you know who I'm talking about, your name is your buzzer. Buzz in. I got seven of these and a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Got it.
So as soon as you know, and once you guess,
that's
your shot, and then you're out to the next question. Okay. So here we go. Player number one. This player is a quarterback. His team made it to the playoffs, but lost in the second round. He led the NFL.
Mace. Josh Allen.
Yeah. That's my
no.
Too.
Ooh.
He led three guys still alive. He led the NFL last season in both yards passing and touchdown passes.
Oh, no.
He's the oldest starting QB
Greg.
In the NFL. Greg.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is Tom correct, Brady's and Bergman right. is on the board.
Had I waited, I would have gotten that.
Yeah, all right. So Greg takes the
lead. Can't jump in early.
All right, player number two.
Okay. Jacob, are you awake over there?
I'm trying to be.
Okay. The problem is, you say you can't jump in early, but sometimes early bird gets the worm.
Correct. Right, so it's tough.
All right. Even though he was third in the NFL in tackles last season, he'll be on a new team.
Mace. Von Miller.
No.
Oh, that's what I thought, too.
All right, Greg, you're still alive.
Woo.
He's in his 11th season in the NFL and played the first 10 all with the same team. He went to the Super Bowl twice,
Jacob.
Winning it once, Jacob.
And Dominican Sue?
No.
Ooh.
All right, so Funch and Greg still alive. He went to the Super Bowl twice, winning it once. Here's your last clue. His old team was the Seahawks. His new team is the Rams.
Greg. Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner is right.
Had I waited, I had that locked. I'm waiting from now on.
But there's advantages.
Yeah, to buzzing in early. Yeah.
Okay, Bergman's taking an early 2-0 lead.
I wanted Jacob to guess first.
Okay, here we go. Player number three. This guy's a running back.
Greg? Jonathan Taylor.
Unbelievable.
Oh! What? Yeah. There's not a lot of other running backs in the league.
I would have gone Jonathan Taylor ultimately, but
I thought this was going to be the longest lasting. What? He's generally considered the top pick in fantasy this year after leading the NFL and rushing last season. He played his college football in the Midwest, plays in the Midwest in the NFL. He only played for one team, and that team is the Colts.
Yeah, I was waiting on that one since the beginning of the game. I knew you were going to do a Jonathan Taylor question at some point.
There goes our producer again.
Yeah.
There we go.
Bergman, 3-0 on everybody.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Okay, here we go. Number four. This guy is a wide receiver. He's had over 100 receptions in three of the last 4 years, Greg.
Devontae Adams.
Unbelievable.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Sorry, Jacob.
What?
Although he finished second in the NFL last year behind Cooper Kupp in receptions, he was traded this offseason. On his new team, he'll be reunited with his college quarterback from Fresno State.
And we're all looking at each other.
You're jumping in early now and getting him.
There's the advantage. You didn't
the
first two.
I'm going to jump in early on this. I'm jumping in early.
All right. Okay. Number five.
Okay.
Bergman, this is impressive. All right. This guy is a tight end. He's played for two teams in his career, one in the AFC and one in the NFC. He won the Super Bowl with each team. Although he had 55 catches and 6 touchdowns last year, he says he's retired this season. Greg.
Rob Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski is right.
I was just going to say that.
How can he be a retired player and be in the game?
I said it's a question about guys who played well last year.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Okay. But, Bergman, if you run the table on this one, very impressive. Two more, you guys have a chance.
This is embarrassing.
Can we just turn off his microphone?
Yeah.
No, sure. Don't. Right. Hey, here we go. Don't do that. I'm just kidding.
This guy finished third in the NFL last year in scoring with 144 points. In 2017, he won the Lou Groza Award for college football's best kicker. Greg.
Matt Gay.
Unbelievable.
Let's go.
Dude.
When he was at the University of Utah. In that 2017 season, he led the nation in field goals and set a new Pac-12 record with 30.
F it.
He's on his second NFL team. The two teams he played for have won the last two Super Bowls.
Good God.
Wow.
Mace, I'm glad I'm not the only one who
I'm getting Bergman's crushing everybody.
This is Greg
Bergman. Can he clean sweep this?
Right now.
Okay.
This is Greg Bergman with player number 7. He has nailed the first 6. Funches, where are you, man?
I can't believe I'm doing this.
All right.
Blank.
Number 7. This guy is a current NFL coach. He's on his second team. He won the Super Bowl with his first team. He is currently the favorite to be the first coach fired at most Las Vegas.
Greg. Mike McCarthy.
7.
Let's go, baby!
Wow.
Impressive.
Wow.
Skunked. We're skunked out.
That everybody. Was unbelievable.
Yeah, no, Bergman, that was good, man.
That was one of the most impressive.
Bravo.
Thank you. If he gets fired, the favorite to replace him is Sean Payton.
Yep, that's my Cowboys.
His first team was the Packers. His current team is the Cowboys. Bergman goes 7. And, let's do the tiebreaker just for fun.
Okay. 2 points.
of the 30, I'm going to make Greg go first.
Yeah, make
and
Greg
he'll
go
probably
first.
Still nail it. All right. Greg, of the 32 teams in the NFL, how many won at least 10 games last year?
Oh, wow.
Give me a number. Closest without
at
going
least
over.
Winning 10. There were 17 just, games just, last year. Yes, and I'm guessing. Guess. I'm going to say there were 12.
The correct answer is exactly 12.
Yes! No way!
Swear to God.
No way!
Bills, yeah! Bills, Chiefs, Patriots, Bengals, Titans, Raiders in the AFC. That's 7. God. Rams, Cardinals, Niners, Cowboys, Packers, Bucks.
Did you give him the syllabus?
I swear to God.
You gave him the syllabus.
Absolutely not.
Bergman, did you have the syllabus?
I have a syllabus.
That was the most impressive Game of Games performance I have ever seen.
Thank you.
That was a dominant.
Block that out.
Butt kicking.
Block that out.
I'll be back tomorrow for my game.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Joe, you can't feel bad. Funches and Mason didn't do anything
yeah,
either.
Yeah, no. We got crushed. That's we guns, got crushed. We got
what guns. Do you attribute that dominance to? That was incredible.
Guesswork.
I obviously got all of them right. You screwed up the first two.
I went too early.
You went too early, so I was able to get
those. I would
have
gotten Bobby Wagner. I would have gotten Tom Brady.
Right, right. But then the rest of them, I just know.
The Jonathan sports. Taylor one, all I said was this was guy a is a running back. Yeah.
Well, I knew you were going to do Jonathan Taylor at some point.
Yeah.
Why? So, I didn't know I was going to do Jonathan Taylor.
I just had a feeling that I was like before the game started.
He was the running back of last year.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was the running back.
Right.
And then Mike McCarthy had someone else. I thought Mason would get Matt Gay.
Yeah, I should have gotten Matt Gay. Yeah.
Should have.
Yeah.
That was, wow.
Jacob, do you play fantasy?
I don't, but my kids do.
Your kids do?
Yes.
Yeah. Our draft is tomorrow night. Mason has finished dead last in the Hollywood Football League, the 12-team Hollywood Football League, 5 out of the last 6 years.
This is his year, though. I have faith.
Year of the Mace.
No, he says that this year he will not finish last, and if he does... Jacob, we're changing the name of the show to Ireland and Mason for a year.
For a year.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
That's his
that's
motivation.
How sure I am.
Yeah. Good. Good. That's what I like. Confidence.
Exactly. Pat Bev introduced today?
Love that.
Yeah.
See, I like that signing. Do you? You're a big Laker fan. Do you like that signing?
I'm a huge Laker fan, as you know, and I love that. I think he brings a lot to the table, and I think that, you know, already we're beginning to see what he's bringing to the table. He's already talking about what's the difference between – you know, being on the Lakers and the Clippers, and I know I said it right before the show to you guys. He said, hey, you walk around town and you get respect. He's already pouring some salt, you know, on that rivalry.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You know that that's going to be an amazing game. So, you know, John, you're going to be calling a lot of, you know, very fun stuff that Pat Bev is going to be doing this year.
Well, here's the one thing, Jacob. I can't tell you how many times last year somebody, and it could have been like a young guy like Jalen Green or an older guy like Steph or Clay, just lit the Lakers up, got hot. We had nobody
to guard
that could be a lockdown defender. And now Beverly's going to be out there doing that stuff.
And so, he's not afraid of going on, you know, the other team's
he'll
best
take
player.
The other guy's best player.
He started LeBron before.
Yeah. No, he's going to be fun to have around. Jacob, great seeing you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate
great
it. The Game of Games is brought to you and powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB.
There it is.
Call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Hey, calljacob.com.
Why thanks, did guys. You guess 12? Just out of curiosity. Yeah.
I was just thinking that it was a lot more teams. There were 17 games, so there was more teams that got over 10, and so I just went around
like,
12.
I had no idea.
No, I actually was going to say 17. Gonna be less, I thought it was going to be more teams with winning records.
It was less than half.
With 10 or more
with
wins.
10 or more wins.
Yeah, it was going to be less than half, so I just it was right around. That was swag. That was just a guess.
Yeah, that was swag.
That was impressive.
Swag. Cool. All right, I think it's time officially.
Hit the stager,
Funch. It's Supercross Talk at full strength.
Hey, the gang's all here.
Shidano and Cappy here.
Shidano, did you go anywhere while you were away, or did you just work your other gigs?
I worked my other gigs. I was on vacation from here, but I was working.
You were doing your stuff.
Yeah.
You did a game, right?
And I did a feature for Game Day with Mario Cristobal.
I was going to say, because I
they
saw...
Had a good start.
Yeah,
Miami.
Yeah.
I saw you did an Instagram post where it was kind of like your life coming full circle. You're back in Miami, standing in that stadium where you kind of grew
I went
up rooting
to games there when I was a kid, and then I got there first to do a Mario Cristobal feature. It's going to run on Game Day, week 3. They play Texas A&M. It's a big game. It's going to be the big ESPN game.
Yep.
And then I stayed just to do the game, obviously, at that cool. point. So it was cool. But that was it. Work. A lot of work. Only one day of actual play.
Cappy, what did you do? You played.
But you know what? He doesn't know how to play.
What do you mean?
He's tweeting about, like, okay, trying to chill. Don't know how I'm going to be able to do it. I'm like, bro,
why do you not know how to chill?
I have what I call vacation guilt. And the problem is... And I'm trying to take a page out of your book, Mace, because I saw the picture of you in Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica, yeah.
Yeah, where, naked part
under
two.
Under the waterfall,
right.
Yeah.
Yes. And John was trying to figure out, were you naked or were you dressed?
This time you were really
free
naked.
As a bird.
Because last time you said you actually were wearing...
Last time I was wearing... This time I'm like, I'm going the full Monty.
And there you go.
Yeah.
I think Grant in L.A., one of the Sedano and Cap community members...
Yes.
Posted a
picture. He's a big Photoshopper.
Yes.
Yes.
And he took a picture of you in the river and a picture of me in the bathtub at the Rams draft house.
Yeah. Yes.
And he put those together trying to figure out who was really naked.
Yeah. I think both of us. Nah, I don't think you were.
He was.
You
were. I won't say.
I don't want to say anything.
I won't spoil.
I don't want to say anything because the Rams were already mad at me.
Oh, did they get pissed off?
Well, they were like, what are you doing in our bathtub?
Yeah, I guess that's a right.
By the way, you know how many times I had to, like, apologize for him that day?
I can imagine.
Oh,
yeah, that must be impossible. But I don't understand the not ability. I see you out there having fun, you and Rachel, and I see you.
But he was guilty of, like, hanging out at the beach.
No, what I needed to do was this. See, a vacation, when you start it, it takes time to come down, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Right? Like by day three of a vacation, you're like,
right. Yeah. And then by the day before you're going back to work, which is yesterday,
you have anxiety. Like,
right, I'm freaking out.
Why do you have anxiety?
The end of vacation scaries.
Yeah. Well, you know what used to, it kind of reminds me, I guess, I don't have that when I come back to work. It is what it is. But when I was a kid, I remember growing up, and Mace, you grew up on the East Coast, and Scott, you did too, so you understand this. John, you may not. When I was watching football on Sundays, and like, let's say I was watching like the CBS afternoon game, whenever I saw the commercial for 60 Minutes is coming up next, I was
oh,
damn it. And that little tick, 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 tick. I'm like, damn it, school's coming tomorrow.
That was it.
Right. That was the sign that the weekend was over for me.
Well, and the one thing I always admired or felt sorry for you guys about is when you guys grew up, like, if you grew up in California, Monday Night Football, you get to watch the whole game. Right. I would imagine when you guys were kids, you'd...
No, my dad would let me stay up.
East, my mom would give me a dispensation when it was the Rams. Yeah. Otherwise, I had to go to bed.
No, my dad let me sit there and watch it with him every night.
Even if it went till midnight.
Didn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as I was sitting there with him watching.
And by the way, the games literally did go to midnight.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because they started at 9 Eastern back then.
And I love getting the football early here.
Yeah, me too.
Getting the football early is the best.
But you think when you grow up on the East Coast, this was the way it was for me. When you watch the late games, the 4 o'clock Eastern time games, I would watch, let's say, the Chargers against the Raiders.
Yeah.
Dan Fouts is the quarterback.
Dick Enberg is like on the call.
Right. Yeah. You know? Or a Charlie Jones or somebody old school like that, right?
Bob Trumpy.
Yes, exactly. And the thing is that now it's 4:30 Eastern time. And the sun's going down and it's getting dark. But you're
out there, it's beautiful.
Right, you're watching a game from San Diego or L.A. back then.
Yeah,
you know, and it was like, wow, look at the palm trees and this and the way the sun is at 1 o'clock Pacific time versus its sun's already down here at 4 o'clock Eastern time. And like my whole life, I was like, I'm going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my whole life was, I'm going to L.A. That's where I want to go. I want to go to L.A. That was the dream city and, you know, to get here.
Let me tell you
and
something.
Palm trees are a huge part of that.
Yeah, right?
But Scott and I also grew up with palm trees and ended up. I was in Miami for a week and look, I love my sister and I love my mom. And even as hot as it is here, and I was hot because I went to go to Jersey Mike's. I was in the TV building and walked over to 8th and Hope.
Yep.
And I was schwitzing.
Yeah.
To use a word you would
Can
like
you
to
say it again? Just
schwitzing.
Schwitzing.
Nice.
Schwitzing.
Very good. Yes. Well done.
And I was like drenched. I had to like go to the undershirt basically. So, but in Miami, it's so gross in August and September. Right. Like the humidity is so bad that even – as bad as it is here, it's not even close to being as bad as it is there in the summer.
But hold on. It has been so hot in the
last week
here.
Oh,
okay?
It's crazy.
We didn't sign up for this. We didn't decide to move to Phoenix or to Vegas.
Yep.
We moved to Southern California and did not expect it to be as brutal as
it is as bad as it's ever been.
I agree with you.
Well, and the longest because it's going to go through the weekend. I know. The weekend.
Really?
So. Yeah. I'll tell you the
and
guys,
that's our weather report here on 710 ESPN. Have it,
well, since we're complaining, though, about the weather, let me just get one other
thing.
Can we
get Dallas Raines on to confirm that, by the way?
Can I just
former Florida State quarterback, Dallas Raines.
That I did not know.
Wow.
So I don't have air conditioning in my house.
Did he play with, a lot of people know.
Ooh, did he play with Burt Reynolds?
I don't know the answer to that.
I think he did. Really? I heard him talk about it, yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Hey, yeah. Dallas, if you're listening, call in. Let us know any good birth stories.
Yeah, Dallas.
So what are you going to say, Cap?
So no air conditioning.
Yeah. My mom doesn't have it either. She lives in Newport Beach, doesn't have it.
I've never thought I needed it.
Oh, yeah, you need it, man.
And all of a sudden, in the last week, I have been sleeping with fans on both sides of my bed coming at me.
When I was at UCLA, I lived in a fraternity with no air conditioning, and all we did was save up money to buy fans.
Yeah.
Because when it got hot during the summer, that was it.
Well, my wife was bitching to me because when I was in Miami having a drink at a hotel.
Do you not have AC
we
here?
Do. Oh, and okay. It couldn't keep up. It was hot.
Oh, it couldn't keep up with the heat.
Yeah, it was that bad. Because it was like almost 100 degrees in the South.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Manhattan Beach, 97 yesterday.
Yeah.
So I went to the USC game on Saturday. And
you might as well have just been cold there. Game on the sun.
It was so friggin' hot.
I liked your shirt, though.
So the shirt, interestingly, completely sweated out. I was like, I left at the end of the third quarter. I'd seen plenty.
Sounds like you.
Come on. You're playing a side dish. Of course you should leave in the third quarter.
I left in the third. I saw it. The offense looks great. Caleb Williams looks like
after
he's going to be a star.
Third tipped interception for a pick. I would think
So I went to the game with Alex Michelson from Channel 11. And so we split up and we go. I'm walking off campus. So I walk through the campus and I'm like, I normally come in here to interview Pat Hayden or one of the AD guys. And the fence was closed.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? This fence is closed. And I start walking along the fence. I'm like, I cannot get out to Vermont no matter what I do. There's more fence. Finally, I decide, okay, there's a hill. I'm going to jump over the fence. So I jump. I climb up over the fence. It's a spiked fence.
What the hell's wrong with you?
And my
you
shorts.
Let me see.
These aren't the shorts, but my shorts get caught on one of the spikes
and
just tear right up the leg.
How about, did you get the skin? Did you get cut?
I did not get cut. Okay.
You need a tetanus shot immediately.
But immediately, it might have been
worth it.
Two cops were there. What are you doing, sir? And I said, I'm just trying to get to the street, man. And they said, okay. They let me go.
Wow.
Just trying to get to the street.
Yeah.
But it was a fun game. They're going to be very, very good.
Well, yeah. By the way, did you have to keep the short hand on your shorts?
On my shorts as
so you could walk?
As I stayed at the bus stop and waited for an Uber to finally come and get me? Yeah, that's what I did.
You know, you say USC is going to be really good, and I hope that they are. But, I walk away from that game, and I go, okay, so they blasted Rice, and they scored three defensive pick six touchdowns.
Right.
So, I expected them to kill Rice no matter what.
Yeah,
so
I want to see what they do against Stanford this week. Stanford's all that good, but they're better.
Stanford wasn't good last year.
Yeah, but they're better than Rice.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But you see, you look at teams, just as an example, I know we're going to talk a lot of college football today. Like Georgia, for example, they destroyed Oregon.
Well, why was Oregon playing Bo Nix in that game? The guy's a 17-year senior at this point. He's not good.
He's their best option, though.
No, that kid, Ty Thompson, the redshirt freshman, is amazing. He's going to be amazing.
Well, yeah, but, do you want to throw him to the Wolves?
Yes, at this point.
Just
do
game
it.
One.
Well, that's what Notre Dame did that against Ohio State.
Yeah, Notre Dame was in that thing, too.
They were.
Why not? Exactly. Notre Dame did it to Ohio State. At some point, these kids aren't going to be there that long anyway.
Right.
You might as well play them.
Right. They're either going to transfer. They're going to hit the transfer portal.
Yep.
They're going to get an NIL deal from a different school. They're going to take off for the NFL.
Right.
They're going to fail out. They're going to graduate. Whatever it is. Yeah, they're not going to last very long. But, you talk about being hot at this USC game.
Yes.
How many people do you think were at that game?
I'd say maybe 35,000.
Okay, see, I can't fault anybody for not, for the stadium to not have 60,000 or 70,000 people. I can't fault anybody. Same thing with UCLA.
I saw the Dodgers. The Dodgers, by the way, didn't have very many people on Sunday.
It's so hot.
That's what I'm saying.
Point. That's exactly my point. Any fan that was thinking about going to the game, you're like, you know what? I don't want to sit in the Rose Bowl on a Saturday afternoon.
In Pasadena, it had to be 110 degrees.
Right.
Well, they said it was 103 at kickoff.
Right.
It probably went up.
By the way, USC is reporting that the announced crowd is 60,113. There were not 60,000 people.
Well, that might have been people that bought tickets.
Correct.
UCLA announced 27,000. There weren't 27.
No, they're definitely
were 27.
Not. They were not.
Yeah,
Bowling Green doesn't travel well.
Yeah, I guess not.
Hey, if you guys had to pick a winner on Thursday night.
Yeah.
The Rams.
Yeah,
why?
Rams.
Well, home dog, I think that's big disrespect to a Super Bowl champion. I actually think they're better potentially this year than they were last year at this time for sure, because Bobby Wagner is a beast.
Right.
And Allen Robinson, to me, is going to be one of the most underrated signings of the entire offseason.
You're right. I think it's a great signing. He's going to be a clear number two. He's going to settle into that Robert Woods slot. He's the first time they've got one of those tall guys for a fade pattern in the end zone, Allen Robinson.
All right, so tell me if I'm making something out of nothing. Every year the Lakers had a ring night they played lousy.
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot in the NBA.
So
yeah.
does that not happen on Thursday?
I don't think so. I'd have to go back and look.
Are they having a ring night?
No, they're going to raise the banner.
Yeah, raise the banner.
See, that's why I'm taking the Rams to win the game, because I feel like you're at home, you're in your home stadium where you won the Super Bowl, and even though the Bills are favored to win the AFC.
And they're favored to win the Super Bowl,
right,
too.
They've got to come all the way cross-country.
Sure, yeah.
And it's the first game of the year, and it happens in the middle of the week. I feel like being at home and raising the banner and all the emotion of the crowd, I feel like everything points to the Rams.
So I was watching SportsCenter at 3 o'clock, the 6 mm-hmm. Eastern one, yep. And they were showing a report from Bills camp, and they were blasting over the speakers while they were practicing.
Were they?
Whose house?
Were
Rams
they?
House! Oh, they were cool. Just nice. Blasting it the whole time nice. While they were
Yeah,
they were
there's going to be a lot of that. By the way, I want to I think the Bills Mafia are going to be at the game. I don't know how. Do we know how big the Bills' following is?
Like, oh my God, it's huge!
Is it?
Well,
is
this going to be? It's going to
be. Is it
going to
be 50-50?
Yeah. Know. I don't yeah. see. I'm not so sure about that.
What?
Now, let me.
There's
going to
be at least 20,000 Bills fans
well,
in there.
Well, that's not 50%.
No, but that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I can tell you guys.
70?
60,
65?
Yeah, but 20,000 is not a small amount. No, no. That's a third of the stadium.
That's true. But here's the thing. I'm with you. Under normal circumstances, I would anticipate that the opposing team would bring a lot of fans.
Yeah.
The only thing is, it's opening night. So how many Rams fans were willing to part with their tickets for the opening night, the night they're going
to
raise the banner?
Not to see the banner. That's true.
You'd be surprised, Cap. If you, like, Mason has tickets, it's important for him to be there.
Yeah.
But I've had friends call me and say, hey, you think Mason would sell me his they play the Cowboys at home this year.
Yeah,
so
right.
So would Mason sell me his Cowboy tickets? And I said, well, maybe if you give them like $5,000 each. And they don't even blink. They go, really? Woody?
Oh, really? Would you sell him, Mace?
Well, no, he wouldn't, but you're the guy sitting next to him.
I mean, for $10,000.
I've got a whole friggin' strategy. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so your buddy buys my tickets.
Yeah.
And then you buy other tickets.
And I buy other tickets.
From the team.
Less than.
Yeah.
And so I'm still at the game while
making some money. That's smart.
You want to get one of your buddies on that?
Yeah. All right, well, my phone.
50-yard line, dude.
They all heard it.
There was a game here at the Coliseum. This is probably 3 or 4 years ago before the Rams moved into SoFi. So call it 3 or 4 years ago. And they played the Bills. And it was that was a Shady McCoy
team.
Buffalo Bills.
Greg hates him. Really? LeSean McCoy. Hates LeSean McCoy.
Why you hate LeSean
McCoy?
LeSean
McCoy's a jerk, that's why.
Why? What
he ruined Iron
game.
Man or whatever.
Yeah, he said like at 11 o'clock in the morning that Iron Man died.
He did. On Twitter.
Did
on
he
Twitter.
Really?
He did.
Yeah.
I remember I was in here and Greg was losing his mind.
Well, it was ridiculous. I didn't see it yet. I was going to see it that night. I was seeing it opening night.
Was it as bad as when I spoiled Succession?
Well, no. Endgame was worse.
Endgame is worse, though, than Succession.
Endgame is worse.
Yeah.
And by the way, I put up a picture of Tom, and I said, A2 Tom. That was all.
Yeah. By the way, LeSean McCoy is going to be on television now. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, is he?
He's on Fox Sports 1.
I'm not watching that garbage. Yeah.
So the Bills came to L.A. to take on the Rams.
Yeah.
And the Coliseum that day was packed. I mean, there could have been 70,000 people in the Coliseum.
Right.
And there were probably 2 or 3 sections on the visitor's side, like full sections.
Okay.
That were all
Bills
Buffalo
fans. Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying. Like, I anticipate that a lot of Bills fans would want to come. I just, on opening night, when you're going to raise the banner in the building that you won the Super Bowl in, are there going to be that many Bills
see,
fans?
I don't.
Yes.
I think there will. I think there will be Bills fans, but not as many as you guys think.
Will there?
I think it'll be 60-40 Rams fans. Oh,
I think it'll be 70-30.
Oh, I was going 80-20.
I'm in between you guys. I'm like 66-33.
66. There. That's an excellent medium position.
Are we going to see with SoFi Stadium in the background a bunch of drunken Bills fans
jumping on tables?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Mace, I think you need to go participate.
I would go. I would go table jump.
No, you shouldn't.
Oh yeah, I would do it.
You will break.
Do it
your
for the
body.
Gram. I will totally do it for the gram.
Be, really?
Cappy, you want to do it for the gram?
He'll do it. You're brittle though.
Yeah. You will be David Vasse. You'll break your wrist and 5 ribs.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not. Yeah. For you, you've got a history of injuries.
I do. You're right. I do.
You know, the biggest predictor of future injury is past injury.
Yeah. No, it's true. I'm. Anthony Davis. All right.
Wow. Wow. We had swipe on the
way out. No, it's totally true. It's totally true.
It's the Lakers station. Why are you putting that up?
Sorry. LeBron is in the room, for God's sake.
Got to take a shot. Got to take a shot.
Street clothes Mason.
Yeah.
Wow, that cold, man.
Guys, we are...
Wow, they're taking your cutout out.
Oh, are they? Yeah.
Where
are you putting that big, fat cutout? I look awful in that cutout. Put that into storage.
Oh,
how's
the diet going?
It's actually going. I'm at 204.
Where were you before?
207. Two 215. I've gone 215 to 204.
Greg looks great. I told him the last couple times.
He's actually come back to Earth.
He looks great.
Meaning he's packed a few back on.
Yeah, you stopped using the Lose It app.
Well, yeah, that doesn't mean I stopped counting the calories myself.
Okay, still counting them.
Yeah, you don't need to use the app, but he looks good.
Yeah, no, I'm down 11.
How come you don't look that good?
I'm down 11 because it's slow.
Because
I'm in it for the long haul.
You started at 216?
Right, and now I'm at 204.
All right, my diet, by the way.
Oh, by the way, it's officially got to start, right?
Today. Started today.
Right, he's already screwed up.
Started today.
He's already said it to me. He's already screwed up.
No, I'm just saying that my diet... And anybody else who wants to join my diet, it starts today.
Does it have its own community?
Yes, it does.
He hasn't said what time he started.
The Kaplan weight loss community?
Correct. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Why not?
All right. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's where it
ends. I am psyched up because I've not had a chance to drive home and listen to the Shidano and Pappy show
in
a while.
Are you
and it's just not been the same.
I was just going to say, are you anti-Ramona and DeMarco?
Oh, no. I love Ramona, love DeMarco, love CY, all those guys.
Oh, my God. You know how hot it is in Ramona's house right now?
All those guys.
Terrible.
You're opposed to everybody.
Terrible. Yeah, it is better when you
How hot is it at Ramona's house up there in the valley? It's like 140, probably.
Yeah, it's terrible. All right. That's it. We're back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next for you, Shidano and Pappy. By the way, Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light. Keeping Southern California chill all season long. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.